Explain why you hate papyrus to a plumber. Go.
Well, if you want to really get into it, papyrus is shit. So my daughter's kindergarten teacher is doing a very good job. It's her first time teaching kindergarten ever. And so she's doing a great job communicating like a lot of teachers do that first year. You know, you're really eager to please and you want to make sure you're on top of your game. And then maybe after that, you'll kind of slack off. So she sends out a Google Doc for people to sign up for conference times, which is a great idea. You can just go in there and put it in whenever you want. So I jump in there immediately. I'm like, ha, I'm on email. I'll be the first one in there. And there's two other people at the time already. I'm like, crap. There's other people that work from home or are constantly on email, and they're already checking it out. So text my wife and ask her when she wants me to sign us up. She says, blah, 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 time. So I start putting it in. And it's not like a form. It wasn't made on Google Forms, so it's just a doc that's kind of got makeshift lines in there. And so when you start putting your information in, the line moves, and it looks terrible. By the time I'm done signing up for my thing, I've done what I can to make it look fairly pretty. The people that are, like, live typing in there are not. I'm talking to my wife saying, you know, when do we need to sign up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm in the dock right now. I can see people live typing. Oh, that's cool. I'm like, yeah, I really need to get out of it because I'm feeling a very real compulsion to, like, format all of these people's things. And I'm going to screw something up and, like, delete a phone number. And they're going to get mad and not get an actual conference time because I had to be in there fixing their stuff.
I love this idea of you being, like, such a anal retentive pedantic person.
Turd.
That
nope, say turd.
Okay, turd.
Say turd.
That you just can't let a document be a document. You have to make everything a little handout. You're like, you should be a kindergarten teacher.
No, that would be the worst thing for me. So I jumped out. So I have not checked it since then. So right now, like on this podcast, I'm going back to look at it, and I can't. I just can't. There's a couple of them that know what's up. There's a couple of them that did it right. They did what they need to do. Also, there's some that have put in their child's name and their name, both with last names. It's like, come on, we know who your child is. There's some instances where the last name is different. I get those, but almost every single instance is just repeating the child's last name. She knows who your child is. She's dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. She probably knows them better than you do at this point.
What if there's multiple of the kids?
There's not. I also feel lame because me and my wife are both going, and it's most of them are just listed as one parent. So,
yeah. Weirdos, both going to your kids thing?
Yeah.
You only have one child?
You both care?
No, losers. You just only have one child, and so the other one doesn't have to stay back and guard the hoard.
But yeah, so I was fraught with indecision on that, and then luckily my decision was just close the tab. There we go. It's gone. It's like it never happened. You don't have to worry about that again. So
like when you go to the store and there's like a nice little display of the soda cans or whatever, do you have to like make that into a mosaic out of all the different colors? Like, is your design drive so strong that you can't do normal human things?
Luckily, that is now worked out of me, and that's only because I've worked in retail. So because I worked in retail, whenever I start, as they call it, zoning something and like making it look pretty and getting it ready for like the end of the day, close a business, if I start doing that somewhere, I feel like somebody's going to put me to work. It's especially bad at places I have actually worked. Like, that something about it, like, even if it's a location I've never worked at, I feel like they're just going to instantly know that I worked there and I should go right back to work.
I love the way you flourish those towels. Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's where I worked, and that's where I do it. So I fold our towels at home like I did there, and it gives me a little bit of PTSD, so. So, yeah, no, when I go to, like, any retail place, I don't have to worry about it because I just keep hands off. I see something terribly, terribly organized or whatever, or put things in the wrong place. Sometimes I'll replace them, but usually I just leave it because it's like, nope, that is not my job and I don't want it to be. Happy with my job now. I'm out of this hell. Let somebody else take care of it. So, no. In retail, it's different. It's formatting a document I don't know if you watched me or not go through the wrestling document this morning and change things.
Not this morning, but I have seen you, like, I'll write something in there and you'll instantly go and color code it and form it. I'm like, dude, I'm still typing. Stop making things red. I'll get to it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I think you're the problem.
No, that's, yeah, it's, you're not wrong, but also things should look prettier. So, not my fault, but also totally my fault.
I get it, though. Like, we do these things for a living, and they just become part of us. Like, if I see a website, I have to hit the dev tools and kind of look and see how it's laid out and judge the people who made it, make sure it's a well-constructed app. Do they have good CSS layout? Nope. I'm going to steal this image because they didn't hide it properly. It's on my computer now. Oh, no ARIA tags. Don't you care about blind people? You jerks.
Yeah, that is very, very specific stuff. You're lucky I understand what it means.
Society has gotten to the point where we all have very specific knowledges, and that's fine. That's the society we live in. But it makes us very, very intense about those things. Like, this is the one thing I know, and I'm going to yell about it. I will make the font the correct font, and you can't stop me, Steve.
The key is being able to explain that to people in a way that they understand why it frustrates you so much. So you don't sound just like the crazy person. You sound like crazy, but it's a crazy they understand because they are also crazy in that same way about X. That's the key. Like, be able to explain your eccentricities in a way that you... eccentricities? Whatever that word is.
Your weird stuff.
Yeah.
Your baggage. Explain your baggage in such a way that...
helps them realize, hey, wait, I've got baggage too.
Okay, so let's play that game. Explain why you hate papyrus to a plumber. Go.
Explain why I hate papyrus to a plumber?
Yeah.
Because like when you're fixing, you know, pipes or doing whatever, there's certain tools for certain jobs. Papyrus is not a catch-all for, oh, it's a church, must use the papyrus font. Or this is from something earlier than 1980, use papyrus. I think that would explain it to a plumber.
You didn't even mention poop or water or pipes.
No, I said the tools. Like, the tool you use is the font. So just like you, when you're fixing pipes or, you know, adjusting things. The bad thing is my parents are plumbers. My dad's a plumber, and I have no idea what plumbers do. Other than fixing the pipes. You bang on it with the wrench a couple of times, and you're like, that's good. That's what plumbers do. So, but they have many tools. Like, I've seen a plumber's tool belt. There's lots of stuff. So just like that, you pick a different one for each job. Also, well, if you want to really get into it, papyrus is shit. So if you know how you deal with it, okay, well, I deal with it in the same way. I just have nothing to do with it. It stinks, and I want it out of my life.
Just that's like what papyrus your job is to make sure the stinky stuff goes away.
Yes.
My job is to make the stinky fonts go away. This font is a Category 3 Dooker of fonts, and it needs to go. So I need to just make sure that all the pathways are clear and unblocked as I hit delete and put in. What font would you use for papyrus? I don't know, fonts. I'm not a font guy.
I wouldn't use anything like that because it's just so... it's got too much character to it. Like, and it's just hard to read in a lot of instances as well. So I would not use... I would replace it with something block and bold, just because that's where all fonts are going right now.
The Font Trend Report by Jason Sickler.
No, I am not the guy to go for that. Like you said, we all have our things, and that is not my thing. There's a guy I work with that is very much his thing. I am not that guy.
I used to have to do interviews for the UI director we were looking for, and one of the guys was sitting in the first... question he always says is, what's your go-to font? Okay, if that's what you're at, that's your headspace, that's how you decide someone's worth as a human being, that's fine, go for it.
If you say Arial or Helvetica, you just say get the hell out of here.
No, he liked Helvetica.
Oh,
I think I don't know. It's gonna sound horrible. All fonts look the same to me if it's not done by Nate Picos. I don't recognize it.
You're a font racist.
Fontist? A font supremacist?
Fonts look the same to me.
I don't see font. I'm the opposite of a font racist. I am living in a post-font society.
No, because then the people that say I don't see color are just lying to themselves. So if you say you don't see font, you are not. That is lying to yourself. If you don't see fonts, if you don't see the difference between a serif and a sans serif, there's a problem with you.
No. If you get mad about the difference between a serif or a lack of serif, there's something wrong with you. Most people would, like, when you sit down and explain the difference, and like, oh yeah, I never noticed. I think the normal people don't see serifs. You live in a serifs-based world where serifs are very important to you. You just can't see outside your little headspace. No one cares about serifs, but font guys.
I'm not going to get into this argument here because there's really no reason to, because I don't have the clout to back it up. I don't, yeah, have the statistics and whatever else, but I know I've sat through entire trainings that say, no, none of that is true, and here is why.
None of what is true?
That serifs and sans serifs very much matter.
To some people.
No, like to people that don't even realize it's like mattering to them. Like, reading a sans serif is much, much easier. Like, you're faster reading than a serif font. That's why, like, novels are written in a sans serif font, because they want you to slow, or in a serif font, because they want you to slow down and, like, really take in what you're reading, versus when it's, like, Arial and has no serif to it, then you kind of blaze through it. It's a copy they want you to read faster. I'm telling you, these are things. I don't know enough about them to really, like, go deep in on it. I'm just telling you that is what we've been told. The indoctrination I've been given from
overloads. Here's the thing, like, font guys, they have no redeeming value. When society crashes and we have to rebuild it from the ground up, the font guy gets eaten first, because screw you, font guy. And they need to, like, defend themselves and build up a society where they matter. So they make up crap like that, and they indoctrinate the designers, and the designers indoctrinate the developers, and the developers indoctrinate society, because they put the things in front of everyone. It all is just trickled down. Put your headphones back on. We are not done with this podcast.
I gotta go somewhere. My family's here. I gotta leave. I did not know you felt so strongly about this.
Neither did I. This is one of those things. This is like, you know, pandas all over again.
Why is my heart racing?
I actually Googled, do fonts matter? And I... Or do serifs matter is what I Googled. I went to a BBC article because that sounds like your thing. And I can't find just a big yes or no, but I did find this one paragraph. Like, these people remind me of wine snobs. They can detect the subtle notes and flavors that an average person probably won't notice. All these talent little flourishes to a font.
I tend to agree with you, but I do not agree on the point that they make this stuff up to make themselves seem important. I think there is actual, like, again, like writing a certain font in a novel, that makes sense. Like, it does make sense. I don't think it's to the level that it matters. And that's usually my argument when I, you know, pass something through a review and it's like, why'd you use this font instead of this? And it's like, well, I don't think it really matters. I think they're going to read it at the same speed. And it's like, no, they won't. We've got statistics to show, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fine. I don't care about this enough to argue with you. I will change it to a sans serif font and be done with it. Good day, sir.
Books are have used the same typeset for forever because that's what they used to have. Back when they had to carve little ones, they didn't have time for fonts. And society got along just fine in a pre-font society. Let's move on to a post-font society. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be right there with you. I don't see it happening anytime soon, especially the way things are going right now. Like, it's going to be some time. But when that happens, I am there as well.
The next line of that article is, you have to be looking at fonts all day before you start getting emotional about them. Apparently not. Apparently you can get emotional on it just being told that. But then he goes like, the obsession with typeface is even reducing our productivity. The other day I heard people are getting font paralysis. So, you know, if you're getting into font paralysis, maybe you have a problem.
Yes.
And maybe you are the problem. And when society collapses, you're going to die.
Consult a doctor if your serif does not go away after 4 hours.
Using Propecia may cause papyrus, Comic Sans, and Arial Bold.
That shows you how little you know about fonts. You were there until Comic Sans, and then Arial Bold now.
What? Arial Bold's a font sometimes?
It's a font. No, it's a font all the time. It's just not one of the ones that people have problems with.
Yeah, no one... Well... Bold is sometimes okay. It kind of depends what you're doing.
You rail against font snobs, but you yourself are a font snob.
I used to work at a newspaper, and then I became a web developer. I've heard plenty of font arguments. I hate them all.
Yeah, well, most people do. Like you said, there's a very small set of people that do not.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, if we would just organize and just tell these people to calm down, everyone's life would be better. So I'm going to use my little soapbox I have here. Hey, font guy, calm down. It's okay.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.